My name is Ashim Said Hadi Mahmoud, and I've been a regular presenter of this session for a while. And I do a lot of my study in international negotiations, so at times I do travel to some of these negotiation venues just to observe. And currently I even published a book, an article on the FCTC negotiation in Uruguay. So that's what I do. But this presentation, I'm just interested to focus specifically on the TPP comments.
Okay.
I'm not from the tobacco industry. I have nothing to disclose. Yeah, so I'm a pure academic. Okay, so this is the topic, and these are the folks I work with. Because the comments are very enormous, over 1,000 comments that were submitted over the period, and we have to sift through some of them. So we've not been able to finish sifting through them, but today is time to present some of my preliminary findings. Okay, so just to give an outline, just give you a brief background. Liz has already done a lot about that, so I'll just quickly go through that one and give you an idea of how we went about doing this study. We are academics, so we have to present our methods. Then I'll give you a few preliminary results, then a discussion from my perspective and our perspectives. Then I'll just wrap up with a conclusion. So we know Liz has already provided the list of this TPP team, and it covers a big chunk of the world and a big chunk of the world's population. And when it's actually finished, when it's anticipated to have other countries signing up, when it is finished, it is going to cover over 40% of international trade. So that's under the TPP alone, that's a big chunk of international transactions going through the TPP. So this is just to give you a timeline of how it started. It began with these three countries way back in 2002, and through negotiations, by the time it has today, it has met, transformed to 12 countries, and is expected to expand to other countries. So the last meeting was held in Canada. So this is just to give you an idea of the timeline of how the TPP has evolved. Okay, and just like any trade agreement or any trade issue, these are, from my perspective, the key issues under the key principles driving the TPP. And one is just to eliminate the tariffs on goods and services, reduce non-tariff barriers, which include our policies, which are tobacco control policies and other kind of access to health issues. Then harmonize rules and regulations. And this usually ties into issues of investor state dispute settlement and stuff like that. Okay. There's ongoing negotiations, Liz has already highlighted some of them, which is the secrecy of the whole negotiation process. And it's I think the only documents that we have from research point of view has been through a leaked document, and one important venue for leaked document was WikiLeaks. So those are some of the stuff. Otherwise, from research point of view and from public health point of view, we don't have access to this stuff. We have issues of investor state arbitration. We have state-owned enterprises. We have market access. Of course, tobacco is one of the big issues, and there have been a lot of debates around these issues of carve-out, which initially U.S. was with us on these issues of carve-out, but something happened, and yes, U.S. turned around. There's also environmental protection issues that are lesser, sorry, to talk about. So this is how we just generate an idea of the general interest of in this TPP. I just went to Google and just Google how this chart around TPP, and there's a whole lot of hits. But academically, I came across only 19 academically research papers just to have a fair idea of. So what's how did I go about my stuff? I have my computer. I access all these documents from UTR. USCR website, then I imported all these documents into a qualitative software called Envivo. Then when after importing it to this qualitative software at, of course, in midnight, in the wee hours of the morning, I have to code all these comments. And then we have some approaches to ensure quality so that at least it's qualitative research. So we do have a support by GA or research assistant, but we do have a lot of discussion on things that we don't agree on. And if we don't agree on this discussion, group discussion. And my approach was basically grounded theory. I just didn't have any preconceived themes. All that I just keep coding the comments till any evidence that you found just come out of the comments. And that is been one of, there are so many venues for participation in the TPP, and this has already highlighted them. So, but the comments were one of the venues of for participating in it. And it's open to the public. So if, for example, APHA, all of us just submit a comment, it means there's enough pressure from public health on our USTR. But how it transforms into policy action, I don't know. But at least it's out there, everybody to access them. So this is how I went to, just to tell you, I went to the USTR website, and when I did my search, I had the first hit was 1,109 documents. Then I imported the 1,309 documents on your left to the software, the qualitative software program for coding and for analysis. Okay. So what I did was call a thematic coding. So first, we have to identify all the stakeholders that submitted comments, just group them based upon how we identify and our classification, then import all the documents into what is called Node. So we have the documents in our qualitative system. So upon the after the coding, we do what is called analysis, and there's an enhanced way of just trying to is textual analysis, identify the teams, doing a cluster analysis, doing frequencies and stuff like that. And I'll show you some of my preliminary results as we go through. So these are the stakeholders, and when it comes to the participants, we identified a total of 349 participants. And of these 349 participants, corporates were about 50% of the submissions. So they did a lot of work. They encouraged a lot of their folks to do submission. We have only 23 from identifiable 23 NGOs from public health groups. Yeah, and the issue is some of the corporate did multiple submissions, so it's not a matter of just one submission. They did multiple submissions. Okay. So there, when you look through the comments, there are two forms of comments. There were comments on participation of these three countries, Canada, Japan, Mexico. So the USTR invited comments on those three countries. And they also invited comments on the actual development of the TPP. So my focus today is on the actual development of the TPP. So this is what is called a frequency kind of stuff. Yes. All the documents that involve the TPP, the overall documents, I just did a frequency kind of analysis. There are some form of various forms of presenting these results, but I did a frequency form. And among all these documents, you see that everybody was talking about trade, which was expected. So it was nothing surprising. Then you look at the educational, based upon our classification of the trade. Different stakeholders or different participants, we try to put their comments together and identify what were the key issues salient to them. And if you look at educational organizations, they were more interested in issues of services. So there's overall qualitative difference from the interest of the participants in this comments process. You look at health groups, boom, everybody was talking about tobacco. Tobacco appears to be one of their central focus. And beyond that, though, they were what talking about trade too, but they were also interested in issues of what medicine, development of products. Okay, so you can see the qualitative difference of in what they were talking about within the documents. Then you look at government agencies. Government agencies were more concerned about enforcement of some of these rules. Okay, so we can see, please pay attention to the transition in the dominant concern of all these groups. Labor groups, as expected, they were interested in trade, but most importantly, they were also interested in issues of labor rights, workers' rights within this agreement. Think tanks were also interested in issues of public policy and issues of. So please pay attention to the differences. So if you are a policy maker or make the decision maker, what is going to drive your action, and just based upon this simple kind of stuff. We have non-business NGOs. They were also interested in trade, and they were interested in issues of illegal trade, wildlife, environmental issues. Of course, corporate groups are more interested in the issue of the trade, and they were more interested in issues of tariffs, issues of product development. Okay, corporate organizations. Until this point, you didn't see privacy, right? They are interested in what? Privacy issues. So see how the transition in what they are all interested, the groups are interested. Okay. So best, this is, we call it frequency. Okay, I could have presented it in a different format, but I thought this is just easier for the public to absorb, to just see the qualitative differences in the comments that were submitted to them. So we, after the these frequencies, we try to identify teams. And these are the preliminary teams we've identified. Okay, so some of them were just talking about, the dominant ones were talking about U.S. leadership in world trade, why U.S. should be engaged in this TPP. Harmonization of rules was key. Intellectual property was also key. We have elimination of non-tariff barriers. We have eliminated tariff barriers. There was this big issue in the comment that was of interest to our corporate organizations. That was issues of currency manipulation. Okay. So these are all staff issues that we just identified and within a team that we have coded. And at the, this has been a preliminary result. At the end of the day, we are going to try to at least identify the top three or the top 10 issues that was discussed in the comments. So this to give you an idea, a graphical image of how the comments were. So on your here you have the corporate associations, and here are some of the comments that were listed. So what was their interest? You see issues of harmonization, for example, harmonization of more corporate organizations, talking about issues of harmonization. Okay. Then these are other major concerns too. So given the major reasons for their support, there was also some major concerns that were identified in the comments. And one of the key, the top one was issues of dumping. And that was more interest to corporate organizations. There was also issues of exclusion from trade. And this was related and it was interesting. It wasn't directly tied to the tobacco issues of carve out and stuff like that. But those organization, corporate organization, that way saying, okay, we don't want any fuel to be excluded from the negotiations. Okay, some of these too were concerned that, okay, especially the labor group, NAFTA has already failed and now we are going for TPP. What's going to be the its implication for labor? So that was some of the key concerns. So again, this is just a graphic image just to see, show you how you look at, for example, you look at trade deficit. You have corporate organizations more interested in issues of trade deficit. You look at, this was also one interested issue, the China factor. Some of these trade organizations were very, very much concerned that if at the end of the day China ends up being part of the TPP, they are going to be flooded with these goods. Okay. And this, there were also demands on it, because it's still, the TPP is still a negotiation document, and nobody knows the content. At this point, they've had it 20th rounds, but we don't know the content from the public health point of view. So there were also demands on them. And one of the key demands was issues of rules of origin. And rules of origin is basically to have like policies on trace and tracking, so that there wouldn't be transshipment. So, for example, what some of them were trying to avoid is that if you have TPP without even China being involved, you can ship the commodity to Canada and just forward it to Mexico or any member of the TPP country. So these were also some of the demands. Okay. So the demands, and also we call this a cluster analysis. So these demands vis-a-vis the it just show you some of the key issues with rules of origin, which as identified in the analysis of the comments. Okay, so what were the key discussion points out of this study? From my point of view and the comments, I didn't see like any comment at this point that we've saying we don't want the TPP. The effort was all geared towards, okay, we don't want this part of the document, we don't want that part of the document, take this out of the document. So there was general agreement that the whole framework, and I think that Josh will talk more about it, the entire neoliberal framework was good, but it was just the content or the aspect that was in. The structure was good, but within the content, that was the difference. And as I showed you with the frequencies, there was clear differences in the participant, the preferences of the participant. You see that labor documents were all talking about what? Labor rights. Trade documents were all talking about trade rights. So the more people within a certain block, the better it is if you're a policymaker to make a decision. And just to reaffirm what Liz has already said, there was very underrepresentation of a health focus group. At this point, you identify only 23 of them. So, out of the almost 1,000 documents, only 23 of the documents that we have identified so far are from health-related groups. But if you look at the UN program, there's a whole bunch of environmental groups and other groups that focus on health-related issues. Of course, we know that health is very, very pertinent at this point in time. We know that another issue is intellectual property, which is a very big issue. And through the Doha rounds and Doha negotiations, intellectual property is a very, very important issue. Another issue is investor-trader-state dispute, which I think recently I just did an analysis, which was interesting, of BITs in the world. And it was published in one of our Global Law and Health Journal. So it just shows you how there was exponential explosion of BITs. But at this point, the key issue with BITs is that there's this investor state arbitration clause in it, where if I'm a company and I'm dissatisfied with a policy, I can just sue the state for breach. And as Liz also indicated, there's a win rate of 50%, which is scary. Okay. So in conclusion, we know that TPP is going to be a big issue in the world. And why is it going to be a big issue in the world? Now there's somewhat a form of what? Dissatisfaction with the multilateral trade regime. We were just, every negotiation was through WTO. But the TPP is just a direct affront to the multilateral trade regime, and it shows the dissatisfaction with that post-war trade regime that has been created. And there's this issue of bilateral trade issues. And of course, trade and health is on the issue of WHO agenda now, so it's an opportune time for us to participate in that. And just to point out, because I do a lot of work on trade and tobacco issues, on the last meeting of the FCTC conference of the party in Moscow, trade and health issue was one of the key issues on the agenda. So those are some opportune time for we, the public health, to participate in it. And of course, trade has a major implication whether we like it or not, regardless of your area. If even it is you are doing obesity research, it's still significant. We have McDonaldization of the world. It's still has some implication of for us. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for your time.